Life sustains itself by cell division. So does cancer. Breast cancer cells multiply faster because of CDK4/6 proteins. But what if we could block those proteins and stop runaway cell division? To that end, Dana-Farber scientists laid the foundation for CDK4/6 inhibitors, new drugs that are increasing the survival rate for many advanced breast cancers. Dana-Farber's momentum of discovery keeps finding new ways to outmaneuver cancer. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
As we start the week, some insight into the psychology of the herd. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. The Federal Reserve meets to talk interest rates midweek, but if rates do go up for the first time since 2006, many experts will be surprised. With that and more, we turn to Quincy Crosby, market strategist at Prudential Financial.
Even though the market does not expect to get a rate hike at this meeting, the statement could set the stage for the market believing that December is very much on the table or perhaps off the table. So this is for any market paying attention to what the Fed has to say about global conditions.
A lot of useful economic data will come out after the Fed meets, including a key reading on wages and benefits called the Employment Cost Index on Friday.
This is one of the most important data releases for the market because the Employment Cost Index takes a look at wages and benefits. And it's one of the broadest pictures that we have. When wages move higher, you typically start to see prices moving higher. And that is how we get inflation. And remember, the Fed wants to see more inflation. So that release comes out after the Fed meeting, but it will be very important the December meeting when the Fed has a press conference.
Quincy Crosby at Prudential Financial. A World Health Organization panel of experts has been reviewing decades of data and today said processed meat is linked to cancer. It also found that red meat in general, cooked but not processed, is probably linked to cancer. This report could have the power to shift diets around the world as well as money within the massive beef industry. Marketplace's Nova Safo joins us from Chicago. Nova, what is the WHO saying?
Well, you know, that designation that it's cancer-causing to humans for processed meats, that's the highest designation the world body could give in terms of what is carcinogenic. So it's a pretty serious designation. We're talking about meats that have been smoked or cured or had salt or preservatives added, like salami and ham. The WHO is also saying red meats in general are probably carcinogenic. That's the second highest designation, and that includes beef, lamb, pork, and goat meats.
So what do? Embrace increasingly vegetarianism?
Well, if this is going to make you a vegetarian, then you should probably have been one already. Health experts have been cautioning for decades that there is a link between eating large quantities of red meats and processed meats and increased risk of bowel cancer, an increase as high as 17 to 18%.
What's large?
For red meats, we're talking about a burger a day every day. So that's a lot of meat. For processed meats, it's a lot less. The WHO now says it's as little as a few slices of bacon a day.
And what is the meat industry saying?
Well, they're pretty critical, saying that meat is part of a balanced diet and has nutritional benefits. So they're saying no single food should be called out for causing cancer.
All right, Marketplace's Nova Safo. Now, the latest in the Volkswagen diesel scandal, there's word that VW is suspending employees who were anywhere near the problem. The Wall Street Journal says many will be shown in the fullness of time to be innocent and would presumably get their jobs back. The preemptive suspensions were the idea of VW's U.S.-based law firm, the paper says. VW says it rigged 11 million small diesel cars around the world to cheat pollution tests. It can cost a lot to find work. It can also cost a lot to train you for the position once you say yes. Yet, studies show more than a quarter of new employees leave within the first year on the job, and that adds up to high costs for employers to recruit and rehire. Keith Ferrazzi is the CEO of Ferrazzi Greenlight, a research-based consulting and training company, and we speak with him from time to time on Management Matters. He's been thinking about ways to get new employees to stick. Keith, thank you for joining us.
Great to be back.
So, companies go through the time and expense of hiring someone. The job applicant goes through the emotional turmoil of waiting to see if he or she actually gets the job. But often in the first 6 months, what happens, Keith?
30% of new employees are already looking for a job within the first 6 months. 23% are actually going to leave within the first year. And by the way, it's very costly. Upwards of three times an employee's salary is what it costs to replace them. If you think about the rehiring and all the additional costs, et cetera, it's really extraordinary.
Now, you're encouraged that somehow technology could help this out?
If you dig underneath what's really happening, it's not getting candid feedback. It's not bonding with the team. And if you really think about it, a lot of that is the lack of transparency between the new employee and the manager. So what we thought about was, why not just use technology? Because these days, employees are walking around with a device in their pocket that gives them ubiquitous access to the manager. What if the manager were to be able to ask a simple question once a week? Hey, do you know what you need to do for the next 30 days to hit the ball out of the park? Hey, do you feel like you're bonding with the team? And then the answers to that can spin up a set of very specific corrective actions. It's kind of simple in its elegance, but no one's really thought about using this thing in our pocket as a pocket coach.
And what I'm hearing here is not some sort of smartphone-based system to torture the new employee, but in fact, to also sketch out some goals for the manager.
I believe we need a new contract. It used to be that there were these quiet little 360-degree review processes. And I think at the end of the day, what we need is just some sunlight. You know, sunlight is the greatest disinfectant. We need to be able to say, hey, I've spent a lot of money to hire you. I want you to stay. And as a result, you got to tell me what's going on. And my contract to you, if you do that, is I'm going to bust my back end and support you.
Keith Ferrazzi, CEO of Ferrazzi Greenlight, a research-based consulting and training company. Keith, thank you for this.
David, it's always a pleasure.
From studios at Montclair State University in New Jersey today, as the New York Bureau gets spruced up, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update from APM, American Public Media.
Oscar Gomez was a Chicano student activist in the 90s, a radio DJ, and a rising star.
He was fire. He was charisma incarnate. Everyone had a crush on him.
He was a voice of people who didn't have a voice.
Until his sudden and mysterious death. What happened to Oscar? Imperfect Paradise, The Forgotten Revolutionary, wherever you get your podcasts.